This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Yesterday, Governor Snyder signed the package of legislation designed to help Detroit public schools avoid bankruptcy and rebuild. But for the city's children, the legislation's long-term success is far from certain. A newly released study from the nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan points to a growing challenge in funding the education of Detroit's kids, something the GOP legislators who mainly crafted the new plan did not take into account. Craig Thiel is with the Citizens Research Council, and he is with us now. Craig, the new report is titled Public School Enrollment Trends in Detroit. What'd you find?
Well, what we know now with the most recent data is that Detroit Public Schools is no longer the majority educator of Detroit children. That responsibility belongs to charter schools both inside the city as well as outside the city. So basically schools that are drawing Detroit students, residents, to their schools for the K-12 education experience.
As I look at the report and I see these numbers, that the fact is that the Detroit public schools are teaching just 41% of all Detroit kids enrolled in public schools, down from 60%, and that's just 6 years ago. And you can pretty much see a nearly equal increase in the market share of the students in the charter schools, as you say, located inside and outside the city, 46% share. So parents are voting, aren't they?
Yes, parents are voting. The other important point is that the education market in Detroit continues to shrink. There was about 144,000 resident K-12 students enrolled in some type of public education in 2009, and that number is only at 110,000 students for this most recent current school year. So what that tells us is that the market's shrinking, the number of actors in that market, participants, is growing. So the math is inescapable in a sense that, you know, DPS and other school districts are seeing declining enrollment.
But your study found a noticeable increase in one group of students, and that's the number of special ed students in Detroit's public schools. Why is that?
I think the data suggests that the students that are leaving are the general ed students, and the students that are staying in DPS are the special ed students. And our study doesn't try to parse out the reasons. Mm-hmm. It's just we're just reflecting the numbers. When we looked at the market share of special ed students in Detroit and where they're going, what we found is that DPS is still the majority educator of those students. About 54% of the Detroit school children, residents in Detroit with special needs, are attending DPS, and only 46% are attending schools outside of DPS. So that includes charters and other traditional districts, as well as the Education Achievement Authority. So the school choice policies of the state, the families that are taking advantage of that are primarily the general ed students.
So Detroit Public Schools having a higher number of special ed students, do they have the staff, the resources to meet those needs?
Well, special ed's a little different beast than the general ed picture, and I think it's important for your listeners to realize this. Both federal and state mandates require services be provided to children with disabilities, and that those services are mandated by federal and state law, regardless of the costs associated with those. So students with disabilities are guaranteed services. This is a little different than in the K-12 setting where, you know, the dollars kind of constrain what services are available. So for DPS, 18% of the student body is eligible for special ed services of some amount. And if
so, that's nearly one of every five.
One out of every five is guaranteed these services. Statewide, that number is about 13%. So just to give your listeners a sense of scale, at least on the statewide basis. And with those mandated services, if the resources aren't there to provide them, then the special ed program has to borrow money, or not borrow money, actually takes money from the general ed setting to make sure that the services are provided. And we talk about that in our report a little bit. We came to the conclusion that about $1,000 per general ed student is going to subsidize special ed services in the Detroit public schools.
Which will mean what, ultimately, especially within the framework of the new bailout package?
Well, it means that a structural challenge that DPS has faced for a number of years will continue, because this bailout package doesn't deal with that in any direct sense. that general fund subsidy that has to go to support the special ed services will remain on DPS's books. The only way to manage that, obviously, is to either increase your general ed setting, the mm-hmm. students in the general ed classroom, which would then kind of dilute a little bit the special ed population and really spread out that subsidy across a larger base.
Do you have a sense that the bailout package will help with that problem, maybe at least put the brakes on declining enrollment, if not actually maybe seeing an increase?
There's no doubt that the bailout package is going to relieve some of the financial pressures the district's facing currently in the short term and in the near term. You know, the district was spending close to $1,100 per student just servicing debts of years ago, and those debts will be washed away. It does give the district a fresh start financially. What our report suggests is that, you know, this issue of a shrinking Detroit market in terms of public education and the number of students, as well as DPS's declining market share, are going to be ongoing structural problems that, you know, there was an attempt in earlier versions of the reform package to deal with that through a Detroit Education Commission, but that was left on the cutting room floor in the final version of the bill. And so those structural aspects are going to continue over the midterm and long term to affect DPS's enrollment and ultimately its finances.
Is there any recommendation in terms of changing the way the state funds special ed, this idea of the funder of last resort?
First of all, we have to acknowledge that, you know, these are mandated services. These students require these services, and that the federal and state law probably aren't going to change to do that. So given that structure, the resources that are required to provide those services should be adequate and sufficient. Right now, the general fund, as we point out in the report, is responsible for picking up a large share of these resources. So that means the state would either have to step up to the plate and provide additional resources to fund special ed, or local communities need to have the authority to raise additional resources to pay for those services. You know, their hands are tied in terms of the amount of property tax that they can levy for special ed. And so policymakers would want to look at, you know, what those tax limits are and maybe adjust them so the appropriate amount of resources could be provided for special ed. And then I think a larger recommendation would be, you know, the Proposal A model doesn't attempt to differentiate the costs of educating students. The per pupil grant is not tied to the cost of educating students, whether they're special ed or students with language barriers. And our recommendation would be to look at the per pupil grant and try to align that with the actual costs associated with educating a specific child.
And how likely is it, do you think, that this legislature is willing to entertain any of these ideas?
Well, we're hopeful. There's signs that the legislature is interested in looking at school finance. They required an adequacy study as part of the road package last session. That has not been released yet, but it suggests that, you know, there is some interest in finding out what some of the major cross drivers are in education and where Michigan stacks up. I'm hopeful, but these are larger issues that go beyond just the DPS reform legislation that the legislature dealt with here recently.
And for those of you who want to check out this report and read it for yourselves, the public school enrollment trends in Detroit, you'll find it at the Citizens Research Council of Michigan website, crmich.org. Craig Thiel, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Cynthia.